words. Remember what I'm telling you carefully, because these are things that generally go against the aqal. The aqal tells you something, and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying appears to go against the intelligence. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, remember what I'm telling you. The first thing he says, ma naqasa malu 'abdin min sadaqa. A person's wealth doesn't decrease because of sadaqah. Because of him giving sadaqah, his wealth won't decrease. Against the aqal, the first thing goes on. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ مَظْلِمَةً صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عِزًا. There isn't any oppression any person is undergoing, and then this person makes sabr upon that oppression. He doesn't go and react violently. He doesn't react in some bad way. But he makes sabr. That this, whatever I'm going through is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he bears it patiently. إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عِزًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase this person in respect. The next thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. There isn't any person, any servant that opens the door of begging except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of poverty upon him. So here also goes against the aqal. Aqal says if you beg you'll get money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of poverty against that person who starts begging. So here again it goes against intelligence. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us these things. O kalimatin nahwa hadha, Rawi is saying, oh, similar words Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. In other words, maybe I didn't get exactly word for word, but this is the gist of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Wa uhaddithukum hadithan fahfadhuhu. Then he said, I'm telling you something, remember it. Innama ad-dunya li arba'ati nafarin. This world is filled with four types of people. The first is abdin razaqahu Allah malan wa ilman fa huwa yattaqi fi rabbahu wa yashilu fi rahima wa ya'lamu Allah fi haqqa. First is that person who Allah Pak has given him wealth and he has given him intelligence. He's given him necessary ilm and he's given him wealth. And this person intelligently, what he does is with his wealth and his ilm, he uses it to inculcate the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Number two is he uses it to join family ties, he maintains ties, he maintains relationship, he gives it that respect that it deserves. وَيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ فِي حَقَّهِ. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a right in this. He doesn't claim that this is mine and I did it and I earned it and everything belongs to me. But he understands, appreciates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a right in this. فَهَذَا بِأَفْضَلِ الْمَنَازِلِ. This is the best type of person you can get. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains the next category. وَعَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ مَالًا. That person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him ilm, given him knowledge, but he doesn't have wealth. Often you see people who've got a lot of knowledge, but they're very poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given this person wealth. فَهُوَ صَادِقُ النِّيَّةِ. But this person is genuine. He's very honest in his niyat. يَقُولُ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالًا لَعَمِلْتُ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ. He said, if I had that amount of wealth that this other person had, I would have given so much in charity, I would have maintained family ties, I would have spent on the poor, I would have spent in so many charitable causes, I would have done so much good with my wealth that a person can do with his wealth, go for hajj, go for umrah, etc. So he makes all these niyats. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, because he was genuine in his niyat, فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَىٰ. The person in the second category will get the reward like the person in the first category. He'll also get the sawab because of his niyat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, وَعَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا. The third category of person is that person Allah Pak has given him wealth. وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ عِلْمًا. He doesn't, Allah Pak hasn't given him knowledge. فَهُوَ يَخْبِتُ فِي مَالِهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. He just spends his money rashly. He decides to go for holiday here, he wants to go gambling there, he wants to spend in the casino here, he wants to spend it in the wrong places on women, etc. He just spends his money rashly, not thinking, am I spending it in the right places, in cinemas, theaters, etc. لا يتقي فيه ربه. He doesn't use it. Allah has given him this wealth. He doesn't use it fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يصل فيه رحمه. He doesn't join family ties. ولا يعلم لله فيه حقا. Here we see this, do not joining family ties. Why is it mentioned so much? Unfortunately, in today's time, we realize that so many people are not talking. Brothers are not talking. Children are not talking to the parents. Parents are not talking to the children. Siblings are not talking. Aunties and uncles and nephews are not talking. So this has become such a common thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to take an oath upon it. To take upon oath upon it. This is the first part of it. Sorry, the second part of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, remember what I am telling you. That he had to tell us these words, that remember what I am telling you. And then he mentioned this to impose upon us or enforce upon us and tell us that this maintaining of family ties is something which is very serious in Islam. So this is the third type of person. وَلَا يَعْلَمُ لِلَّهِ فِي حَقَّ. He just spends on all the wrong causes, not thinking that, and he doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا بِأَخْبَثِ الْمَنَازِلِ. This is the worst type of person you get. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the fourth category, wa abdin lam yarzuqullahu malan wala ilman. That person, Allah Pak hasn't given him wealth and hasn't given him ilm. But what this person does, فَهُوَ يَقُولُ لُوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالًا لَعَمِلْتُ فِيهِ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ. He says, if I had wealth, then I would have done like the third category. I would have went and spent it in the casinos, I would have spent it in gambling, I would have done this with it, I would have bribed this person, I would have got that done. So he makes all the wrong niyats in his head. If I had that wealth, I would have done all these wrong things. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَوِزْرُهُمَا سَوَاءً فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَوِزْرُهُمَا سَوَاءً. Because of his niyat, that he makes such a firm niyat that I would have done all this, he'll get the sin like the third person. Rawahu Tirmizi. We learned an important lesson from this hadith, that a person may not have that wealth to give, but he's got that niyat in his heart. Allah Pak will have rewarded him. Person doesn't have the means to go for hajj, he doesn't have the visa, he doesn't have this, doesn't have that. He got some sick person at home to look after. But he had the niyat in his heart that, oh Allah, if I had that opportunity, I would also went for hajj. Based on his niyat, Allah Pak will give him that hajj. So this shows us that a mu'min never is despondent. So the fact that a person can get the same amount of reward like that person who's got wealth, and the person who's got the ability, means the person shouldn't be despondent. Make niyat in his heart, oh Allah, if I had that chance, so I had that opportunity, I would have also done. Based on that, the hadith is telling us that we would get the same reward. Today's hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, annahum zabbahu shatan. Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha says that they had slaughtered one sheep. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا بَقِيَ مِنْهَا. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked after that, that what is remaining of the sheep? Their habit was, when they would have something, they would always give. The habit, intrinsic habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, always giving, always giving. So he asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what is remaining from the sheep? قَالَتْ مَا بَقِيَ مِنْهَا إِلَّا كَتِفُهَا. She replied that nothing is remaining from the sheep except the shoulder piece. Only the shoulder piece now, that is remaining from the sheep. So immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her something to make her think and to make us all think and make us realize that what is the reality of what a person keeps behind and what is the reality of what a person spends. So he told us that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, قَالَ بَقِيَ كُلُّهَا غَيْرَ كَتِفِهَا غَيْرُ كَتِفِهَا رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي. He told us that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, everything else is remaining. The only thing that is not remaining is the shoulder piece. What is meant by that? That everything else will have a form and everything else will remain as far as sawab is concerned. The only piece that won't remain as far as the sawab is concerned is this piece that we held back. The shoulder piece that we've got now, that piece is not drawing sawab like how the other pieces that we've distributed is drawing sawab, because that will be forever and forever, it will remain forever and forever. Therefore he's telling her that everything else is remaining. In other words, it will remain forever in terms of sawab, except that piece that we have kept back. So ulama explains from this that if a person wants to, many times yesterday one person came to the office to me saying that my whole life I worked for my buildings. My whole life, all these buildings, the whole life I worked. So now I feel that I'm in a position where I can dictate what I want to do as far as my buildings is concerned. So my father in a nice way asked him, he said, you don't want to take one of your buildings to the akhirat. So he asked, how can I take one of the buildings and go in the akhirat? He said, the whole life you worked for, you don't, one building at least you can take. So he said, how can I take it? So my father told him, make one building from all your properties, make one building waqf. That building that you make waqf, that's the building that you'll take with you in the akhirat. Allah Pak mentioned in the Quran, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will see all his good deeds presented in front of him. It will be presented literally seeing it in front of him. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that day won't do any person down. In this world, somebody can do you down for 10 cents, 50 cents, 100,000, 1 million. But on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever do you down. So like that, the person will see his good deeds taking a form and his evil deeds also taking a form. So that person was intelligent. He will actually start preparing to take his property and taking his wealth with him as he goes. So and more he gives, as far as the, as more and more he gives in this world, so the more and more he can reap the reward in the akhirat. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.